This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Enters the zone, Ranton and waits. Deeks. Deeks again.
TNT with the call, and the Dallas Stars bounce back again with a 5-2 win at home to take the 2-1 series lead. We're recapping and celebrating it here on Sean and RJ. Bobby Belt out sick today. We got Jake Rietma in studio.
Let's talk hockey.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Dallas Stars.
You were in the building yesterday. What was it like in the building?
Oh, it was electric. And this, it was it best case scenario. So I get annexed out of the main press box.
Annexed.
Into the overflow, but it's the extended area where you're with the people. You can hear the yelling, and I'm like, this is where I need to be.
Like,
get in there with the kids.
Section 121 or something.
Yeah, it's like it's not the best viewing point, but like you can hear everybody yelling. You could hear the chants originate, which the Otters better. That's going to be my new ringtone now. Every time I get a text, Otters better.
So compare this feel and electricity to other ones you've experienced.
See,
playoff wise.
Right. I've been telling people this run has totally rejuvenated my love for hockey and just been such a reminder of how great playoff hockey is. And maybe I'm a little bit biased, but the runs I grew up with as a kid were the Detroit Red Wings, where Jim Neal was the assistant general manager. And so I'm used to that type of environment. You throw the octopus on the ice, but every team has their thing. And I give, oh my God, the Dallas Stars so much credit. The crowd at the AAC, the Dallas Stars. Like, it's so electric, you know? It just gets me going.
I think Bobby is so happy right now that he's taking a turn for the worse sitting at home.
No right. Money puck talk, right?
That's right. Did you understand what was happening with the replay? How many times did they show it on the scoreboard? Take us through the kick.
Yes. Yeah, so also, first off, total credit to the Stars game day operations crew, because they have a sense of humor with it, right? So you got Freebird playing, and then everybody's like, after 2-3 minutes, you start to think, wow, this is a pretty lengthy review. And they got the replay up enough so where you could see it. Then they just started having fun with it on the Jumbotron. They had the old school DVD cube bouncing around, seeing when it would hit the corner. The crowd was into that. And then they had the when your computer's restarting, and they had the wheel going. So it was there.
Oh, I thought someone put that up as a meme, but
at the AAC. Great. It was great.
They are tremendous. Yes. Their social media is tremendous.
Yeah, yes. They changed a lot. Them and I think it was either the Kings or San Jose had like this. The Stars, along with one of those two, whichever one it was, I think it was the Kings, had like this legendary social media account years ago. Like, they started the whole trend.
Right. They're trailblazers.
Yeah, of being like unique with your Twitter, with your social media.
A little edgy, you know, take a little shot here and there. Yep. But no, they had a good time with it. But at the same time, you're like, this is the most pivotal call. It's a game-changing call. Mm-hmm. You've seen the replay 100 times. And I start to have that same mindset is maybe if you're watching an NFL game and you think the longer the review, the more likely it's going to be overturned. So I started thinking for the worst. And then, are they trying to position, okay, how much time should be left on the clock? All the things that would come from overturning the call. That's how my mind thought of it. But when they made the call, plus you see the replay and you see Hellebuyck clearly make contact in trying to swipe the puck away, where the goalie is making a play on the puck. He's the last one to touch it. It clearly should have been a goal. It was the right call.
What else jumped out to you?
Well, Mikko Rantanen. I mean, we got to talk about the Moose, right? The Moose is loose. How have we gone this long without talking about Mikko? It's almost been 4.5 minutes. What are we doing, guys? I mean, accomplished something for the first time since 1983. What are we talking about? The last player. Do you know the last player to have 9+ goals and 8 assists in a 6-game span? I'll give you a hint. It was Wayne Gretzky. That's the only other player that has done this. That's the kind of run he he's on. God. And it's generational. You're going to tell your kids about it. I know. Give me the kids bits. But this is this is truly something that we are witnessing that you're going to look back on and say, this is one man backpacking a team and just saying, come on, come on. Everybody on my back, I got it.
So before the trade, right, like everyone talked about him as a really, really good player. What was the thought of that he was capable of anything like this? Like his ceiling. I mean, how big of a surprise is it in terms of what his potential was or what he already did?
Right. I think you got to go. You got to go back to his time in Colorado where he is surrounded.
He was, great in the
playoffs. He was very, very good. And they and that Colorado team that won that Stanley Cup in 2021 is going to go down as one of the best teams. And it's going to be, you're going to need a case study on why that team only won one Stanley Cup because they were so good. And then you start to think, all right, is this player dependent on this player? Is he, you know, riding the coattails, he being Mikko, of all the other talent that was in Colorado? He gets traded to Carolina and it's way too small of a sample size. However, this is what we do in sports. We overreact and we see for a couple of weeks, there's no production there. And then he gets shipped to Dallas and you start to think, what kind of taxing mentality does that take on you going from team to team to team? And then all of a sudden in the postseason, he just erupts for a generational
run. And I went and looked in 22 when they won it.
Bad. 2022. Yeah.
It was 21-22.
Right.
You know, in the whole playoffs, he played 20 games. He had 5 goals. I mean, he had that by the end.
A couple of periods. But with that team, he's not asked to be Superman. You've got Makar. You've got McKinnon. Landeskog was healthy
still there,
then. Yeah. You've got so many other weapons that he just, I don't want to say got lost in the shuffle, but he just wasn't asked to do as much.
He had 20 assists.
Yeah, that's what you heard on the TNT post game. I don't know if you watched him, but they're asking him, you know.
They're like, we can't figure out whether you're a scorer or whether you're someone who is a passer.
Pass first, right. And I think, I mean, his answer was brilliant. You know, it's kind of like what does the situation call for and what does it dictate? At times he's been pass first, but it shows the versatility of his game.
Jake Rietma in studio. He was in the arena yesterday for the Stars win. Were you worried at all after game two? Or were you like, all right, this is what always happens in sports. The team at home who loses game one responds to dominance in game two.
I think that's exactly where my head was at. And especially with the nature of some of those goals Friday night, bouncing in off of skates. And it fit perfectly to just have quick refresh. We're back at home. We stole home ice. We did our job. Now let's go out and do what we know we're capable of at the AAC. And I mean, you got to give Winnipeg credit. I mean, it's a 2-2 game after two periods. But how about the last two third periods at the American Airlines Center? The Stars have outscored opponents 7-0. They clinched the series against Colorado with that dominant third period. And then yesterday, I know it was a turning point in the game where they get that third goal. But after that, I mean, they boat raced them. Yeah. Goal 40 seconds later. Yeah.
It snowballed. Like they were once that happened, you could tell the air completely got sucked out of Winnipeg. Maybe kind of as it did to Colorado. Once Rantanen tied it up against Colorado at 2, you could just feel like, the whole thing has shifted. Mm-hmm.
Collectively, all 5 skaters out there.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
We're just better than all 5 skaters for the Jets. The Stars had 6.
Which I think they have been all year anyway. It's just they, you know, Hellebuck was so good during the regular season.
Right. He masked a lot of that. Yeah. You know, we talked about that the other day and used it on a penalty kill situation where sometimes a good goalie can mask some of the problems that you might have. And Hellebuck did that a lot of the regular season. But as you guys pointed out, he hasn't really done that in the postseason because Otter's better.
He's a loser.
Otter's better.
He's such a loser.
I have so much
for this guy.
You would love this, Choppy. A USA chant breaking out in the third period
like
from
Gavin
the crowd.
Spittle drew up the game script.
Right,
there. He would love that as well. What else did you write down in your notes?
Well, I got Otter's better in all caps. So we touched on that. We touched on Mikko. No, the Mason Marchment, I wouldn't call it incident, but if you paid attention, he got slashed pretty good at the end of a period. There was no call, and as he's skating to the bench, gives the referee a little stick tap, which I don't know. He just lost his head. I mean, it wasn't anything egregious, but it's you can't make contact with an official. Yeah. Like, what are we doing here, Mason? And they were discussing it a little bit on the post game show. And because by the letter of the law, potential discipline there for making contact with an official in the form of a suspension. But
and they wouldn't eject you right there.
Well, that's what they because they didn't. Yeah. It was so subtle. It was so subtle. But then where you have clear video footage of him making contact with an official, that's when the discussion was brought about. But he's not going to face any disciplinary action.
You talked to Stars fans afterwards outside of the arena. What was that like?
Oh, I mean, you're electric. It's electric after a win. And a couple of guys didn't know where they were at, up, down, left, or right, which always makes captivating audio. A couple of Stars fans, one was with his girl, and I think I almost outed him that he was betting on games because I was asking, you got Stars in five? He's like, yeah, I bet on it. I bet on Stars in five. And his girl's like, you bet on the games. And I was like, hey, this is we're just talking hockey here.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, I went back and watched that. He barely tapped his shin.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very much a, like, you know, it's, again, nothing egregious, but it's just the technicality of the letter of the law. You don't touch an official with your stick.
All right, I'm going to save the Reap McCast just for Bobby tomorrow.
Yeah.
To preview game four and watch if he gets physically ill all over again.
I think that's the cure. That'll help him feel better. Dallas Stars.
We'll save it for Bobby tomorrow.
Such energy.
Give your Rangers Tigers thoughts.
Oh, yeah, you got to go there. No, I am happy to see the bats wake up for the Rangers because we got a hell of a lot of baseball left for there not to be an offense. And it was good to see. Now, baseball's the weirdest sport in the world because the Tigers have one of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball. They had the best record in all of baseball going into that series. They clearly don't now with the Dodgers and Padres, but still the best record in the American League. And the Rangers push them around all weekend. You could even make the case that the loss Friday night, if Skubal's not on the mound, they sweep that series.
And
you're a treat. You are. I love you. You're a treat. It's just so much energy.
You should love the masculinity.
I do. It's so much energy.
And he's rocking the Keller shirt.
No, this is for Bobby. Yeah, Bobby's not even here. What the?
Wasn't Bobby hanging out with Josh Hamilton?
Yeah, he was at the game.
Sending us the pictures. Josh Hamilton was there at the game.
Josh at the Keller softball game. Yeah.
Jason Garrett sighting outside the AAC. He was waving around to everybody.
It's a good time here, but this Plus has been here for a long, long time.
That's right. Who won the Keller game?
I have no idea.
I'm just wearing the hoodie, man.
No, not again.
Get the laugh. Get that laugh right there, Pepe. Jacob, thank you. We'll talk to you in a few days.
There we go.
Jake. Reapma.
Get in there with the kids.
I'm trying to think.
Dallas Stars recap.
There's somebody who just comes in and just does like the over, so loud, so energetic. There's somebody who's done this before. I just can't
with
think.
Us?
No, it's just like in general. Like maybe he is with us. I don't know.
It's like a WWE promo.
He really is. He really is a wrestling promo. He's a treat. Bobby's wrong. He's a treat.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Franco & Franco injury attorney text line. I should have not even sent the Reap McCast.
Marcus won the series according to the internet.
Okay, thank you guys. I should not even have sent you guys the video. I should have just played it for the first time with the video on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube for Bobby in person. He would have, his skin would have turned inside out. It would have driven him that crazy.
You mean the play-by-play clip?
Yeah, what I sent you.
Wait. Okay, that was... I thought that was him doing a fake...
It is. He's messing around.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Was, all right.
He just messed around, but it still made Bobby physically
ill.
Yeah,
it did. It did.
We'll play it tomorrow. If Bobby recovers from the sickness, we'll make him sick all over again. All right, there it is. Recap is only Reapma can provide. Back to the Stars at 8 o'clock, but we got to hook you up with Rangers tickets for turning it on, leaving it on. We got to go commercial free. We got to find out what you did. Peyton hanging out with Posty at the concert. Best and worst of the weekend. And where are the Cowboys' top two receivers when it comes to ranking wide receiver duos throughout the rest of the league? Where are Lamb and Pickens compared to everyone else? Commercial Free Expressway on the home of the Cowboys and Rangers with a Rangers ticket giveaway after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com.
That's MinsTClinic.com.